Love and good morning to you. All of you who are coming together with us on the Blog Talk line today, we just thank God for you and we appreciate all of you being with us worldwide. People from all walks of life, from all denominations, from all church affiliations, we just thank you so much for being here. The Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, all we thank God for you. Oh, thank God for everything. Thank God for you. Amen. We just appreciate all those who have been holding our arms up. Amen. And for all that's been done. Amen. All the things that were done yesterday and today. Appreciate all of you in such a great way. This is a wonderful day. I'm going to release the line again today for our ambassadors. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? So give us a station identification and carry on if you would. God bless you.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. Yes, Chief, we are here. We thank God for you. We give honor to his presence, and we thank God, amen, for our Chief and Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, our First Lady of this ministry. We give God praise for her. Thank God for Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nations. I tell you, thank God for his healing of body. We give God the glory. Thank God for all of the ambassadors and all the ambassadors-elect. Thank God, amen, for my pastor, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Thank God for each and every one of you in your respective places. And we are just grateful to the incredible news that we're receiving. Amen. And thank God for our chief and the family being there with Bria, and we do send our congratulations. Glory be to God, because that is a huge achievement. Hallelujah for a young lady, and our hats are off to her, and we give God praise. Amen. Such a well-groomed young lady. Whenever we come up to the conventions, she always had, I'm telling you, my God, the way she would greet the guests and walk alongside. She just somebody special that God is using, and we give God praise, and our hats are off for this huge achievement and accomplishment, and to God be the glory. And, oh, my Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing now. At this time, we're going to get ready, amen, to just allow each and every one of our ambassadors, amen, to go forth, and not only our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, amen, for each and every one of you who are listening, no matter what area you are from, what region, glory be to God, a nationality, glory, we're going to open the lines, hallelujah, and allow each of you to just flow in the Spirit. And his presence is here, and whatever he wants to do, it's all right with us. His program, his setup, and we are just here to be one in the number. We do it together in the mighty name of Jesus. At this time, we're just going to say a word of prayer again. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for what you're doing at this time, and we praise your most glorious and awesome name. Father, we thank you for our chief and master ambassador, Lord, his wife and family, and thank you for his daughter and for the accomplishment, oh God, of his granddaughter, Breer. Father, we thank you now because of this mission that you have her on. Oh God, she's not only representing her church and the ministry and First Fruits, Lord, but now she's representing you, and she's also representing all of us Americans, Lord, because it is a very proud moment. Hallelujah. Even in you, Lord, hallelujah, glory be to God, to become a United States Marine. And we thank you. Thank you for many of the rest of our families, oh God, and brothers and sisters, God, who also hold up this post, God. But we are praying a very special prayer upon this, your special handmaid that you have chosen, oh God, to walk before you and to blaze the trail in the name of Jesus and to represent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Now, Lord, continue to protect his hand be upon her. Continue to open doors that no man can open. Continue to protect her on every side. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. And we thank you for the blessing that will come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my, 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 my. Come on, everybody. Let's just give him a praise. Let's take a praise break right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Now we're going to take a praise check and see what level your praise is on. Glory, glory. We're going to count the three. Glory to God and come out with the best praise you've got. What level your praise is. Praise check. One, two, three. Thank you, Jesus. Linda,
thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
If you would just listen for just a moment, glory to God. We just give God praise for what He's doing at this time, and we give Him the glory. I'm going to ask Ambassador-elect Linda Forrest, say all the way from Utah, amen, if she'd come at this time. Glory be to God, and she, there's something that she does that's just so incredible, and nobody else does it. I'm going to ask if she'll come at this time and do that special thing about Jesus being near. You know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. If you just come and do that, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden, there goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody else just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's so nice having the Lord here. And certainly He's here. Thank you so much, Ambassador Knight, Belinda Parte, all the way from Utah. Oh, my. Incredible. And at this time, I'm just going to take a station break, and then we'll come right back. Amen. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Yes, we do praise and honor the magnificent name of the Lord. And we are here broadcasted live from NPAradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. Our call letter to the station is 347-934-0207. And we are so excited about what the Lord is doing. We can be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Japan, Mexico, Italy, China. Oh, my God, you name it, literally all over the world. And we want to thank God for our chief international ambassador, who is doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world with a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christianity, and people are simply coming together all over the world to give God thanks, and people are being delivered, healed, and set free. And I'm telling you, this is such a huge phenomenon. It's so huge. Very few church people have even an idea of what it's about. But I'm telling you, on the social media, as well as around the world, it is huge. And we want to thank God for our international ambassador. And we want to send some shouts out to him and his family And, Chief, keep on doing what you do. You're doing an excellent job. And may God forever bless you to just go forward and continue as never before. Oh, my, 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 my. Hallelujah. Good morning, Jesus. It's so nice having you here. Good God Almighty. Now, the Lord is doing some incredible things. We do want to remember Sister Bria, this young woman, young lady of God. Oh, my Lord, what the Lord has so blessed her with such a huge achievement. We want to be a blessing to her as well. We know today is Chief Ambassador's Day, where we certainly are going to remember him and be a blessing to him. Glory be to God financially. And but you know our chief is somebody who has a heart for God, and that we want to allow each of you who would like to be a blessing to Bria, his granddaughter, as well. That's who he is. He's a person who just loves giving. And if you could just, when you bless him today, just tuck in a little extra something another for Bria, just to say congratulations. Bria, we love you. We encourage you to continue on the Hold Up the Blood Stained Banner. And I know that will be permissible. For today, I believe Ambassador Hodges, are you here? If you could come and get that information, how everybody who would like to be a blessing can do so, how they can sow that and make that possible. I know we normally wait until the end, but let's do it now just in case some folks might be, you know, disconnected inadvertently, and they have that information first. Ambassador Hodges, are you here?
Good morning, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. I am here with you this morning. And if you wish to sow today, you may do so. Again, you'll be sending it to Paris Island, South Carolina. The zip there is 29905. Again, that's going to Bernard, B as in Victor, E-R-N-A-R-D, Johnson, in Paris Island, P-A-R-R-I-S, Island, South Carolina, 29905. Once you've sown that seed, you may give him a call or text the reference number at 913-406-4845. Again, that number is 913-406-4845. Text or call and leave a message with the reference number for the seed that you will be sending to Paris Island, South Carolina, zip code 29905, and that's for today only. After today, you may return to sending it to the state of Kansas. Same contact information, but the zip code in Kansas will be 66225. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Ambassador Hodges. We certainly do appreciate you. Oh, my. I tell you, and we thank God for her, because it is because of her, this great young woman of God, who we met on our way to the White House. Glory be to God. And staying at that elaborate hotel. This is the young lady, hallelujah, that opened up her mouth and witnessed great ministry. And that's why we're here, because she simply opened her mouth and invited us. The Holy Ghost used her to invite us. And we are here because of the Lord's invitation through her. But God always needs somebody to be a witness. Glory be to God. We're going to get ready to go to the praise report, and we need each of you to be a witness, to open your mouth, glory be to God, and let the world know what the Lord is doing and what the Lord has done for you. At this time, glory be to God. Wait a minute. I don't want to be the voice. I mean, we've got many, many other great people here. Glory to God. And let me do this. Glory, do we have a volunteer who will take this praise report at this time? Glory be to God. Who will it be? Just come right on. Volunteers? Okay. Well,
God bless you. Good morning, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. I'll take the praise report this morning.
All right. Thank you so much, Ambassador Hodge. Go right ahead.
Okay, and good morning, all First Fruit listeners this morning. Such a wonderful, wonderful day to be alive. We made it to Friday, another day that the Lord has gotten us up and allowed us to give Him the praise. And I always say, If he wakes you up another day, that's because you still have work to do. So we want to thank God for what he has already done in our lives. And if there's someone out there this morning that on this Friday, you just want to say, Lord, I thank you. We know we won't be here on the prayer line tomorrow, and Sunday we'll be on the blog line. But just getting up in the morning, first thing, coming out of your mouth, letting the world know how grateful you are for what the Lord has done. And I know with all those seeds that have been planted on this ministry, there are some praise reports out there. So this time I'm going to open up the line and give you the opportunity to share your praise report this morning. Is there one?
Good morning to everybody this morning. This is Mother Wilson. Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I thank God for being alive. I don't feel well, as you can hear, but I do thank God for being able to be alive this morning. It is a pleasure and a blessing to know that God is still waking us up and having us clothed and in our lifeline. Just give God, to give God the glory and to glorify him. Pray for me that the will of the Lord be done in my life and that I will be the servant that he's called for in the life of the day.
God bless you, Mother Wilson. Thank you so much for that awesome prayer report. Even though you say you're not feeling well, yet and still there's a thank you in your spirit. Good. Okay, is there someone else out there with the praise report this morning? Has God done anything for anyone else out there? I heard a lot of people on the line saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. You want to come back in and tell God thank you?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. I just want to jump back in here again. I want to jump back here again and thank God for Bria. I was saying a while ago, two things here. I was saying a while ago how she had been through so much here. How I didn't tell you how she had to climb down a 100-foot building on a rope and then to pass this around this level of being a Marine, and she had to swim 100 feet with 60 pounds on her back, and she had to run 3 miles within 24 minutes with 60 pounds on her back, and crawl through the mud, amen, not knowing that there were snakes around or whatever, but going through so much, all to learn how, and she had to learn how to fight and do combat against the enemy, and she became a sharpshooter and all those things, all to defend our nation and to rip and karate, all to defend our nation and to represent you and to represent me. Amen. My hat is off to her. Amen. Many men graduating, but only a few women. And she is one of the few. Amen. Who has passed the level test where she become a United States Marine. Also, secondly, even think about our granddaughter here. I can't forget about Ambassador Hagen's granddaughter, who has accomplished great, great, great feat there at the university. And I'm so proud of her and so proud of Ambassador Hagen, who I believe is traveling also. She's there now, but she was traveling on, I believe, yesterday and the day before, going down to see her granddaughter. I know she's so proud of her, and I understand how she feels because of ours. So hats off to you, Ambassador Hagen, and to your granddaughter, too. The Lord bless you and keep you. All of you who are on the line here who have children who are graduating, our grandchildren that are graduating, please, if I knew what was happening, I certainly wouldn't mention it because I certainly am compassionate for you and know how you feel. God bless you. We love you. And we praise God for what he's done for you. You're a mighty God, Master Hagen. We trust you and we appreciate you so very much. Also, I want to say a belated happy birthday to our Master-elect missionary Hendricks. Yeah, she has been such a great soldier, lifting our arms up. I certainly would be remiss if I didn't mention the job she's done and her birthday celebration. At the close of the line today, Master Hagen opened the lines up so people can wish her happy birthday. Well, thank you again, Ambassador Stern, for yesterday, Ambassador Hodges, for yesterday. Y'all did a bumper job. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Chief. And always a wonderful, wonderful time when we hear from our Chief. And I just want to say to those of you that are friends on the Facebook, with First Fruit on Facebook, there are some pictures posted of Bria as well as our Chief Ambassador and Ambassador Lady Johnson down there in South Carolina holding a big poster with Bria's face on it saying proud parents. So we thank God for all of you all that are friends with us on Facebook, on our Facebook page of First Fruit. You can see it there. God bless you. Any other praise reports? Hello?
Amen. This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. And I praise God for another day that he has blessed me to see. I thought about the song my grandfather used to sing, just another day that the Lord has blessed me. Truly, I'm praising God because he is my all in all. And it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. I just praise God for he's been opening so many doors and making ways, and I know it's to God be the glory. I'm standing and believing by faith that he's going to answer the prayers that have been put before him. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for us, and we love you all. God bless you.
God bless you, Ambassador-elect Vanquish Johnson, for your praise report. Is there another praise report this morning?
Well, good morning, good morning. This is
good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador Hodges, and all of the people of God, our First Fruit of Prayer family. Amen. I certainly thank God for life this morning, health and strength. Amen. And I'm still yet in the land of the living and still thanking God for salvation. I, too, want to congratulate, amen, the Johnson family on their daughter and granddaughter, amen, Bria. Amen. I know how it feels as a mother and a grandmother for the accomplishments that you see your family go through and everything. And I've been through that myself and still, amen, looking forward to my children and grandchildren doing even greater things. And so I want to send that out on the line to say we have helped to pray her through. And we thank God for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much, a great accomplishment. Amen. And I do know all, amen, of the branches of the military. And it says that, the Marines was one of the hardest one of the military of departments that was the hardest. And for her being a female, amen, I applaud her today, amen. And to all of God's people that are on the line this morning, we do take our hats off to you and say God bless you, amen, and to God be the glory. And I certainly hope that Ambassador-elect Hendricks is on the line this morning. We tried to greet her on yesterday, but I believe she left us. She said, you and she left us. Amen. But we do want to salute her with saying happy birthday to her. And God bless every last one of you on today is my prayer. Amen, Ambassador Stern.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern, and thank you for your praise report. If there's someone else out there, we shouldn't have to pump and, you know, push you all up and beg you to get praise report. God has been so good to us, so, so very, very good. And we know that we're coming to the end of the year, the end of 2015, and we want to get as many praises into God as possible. Is there another one?
Good morning. This is Ambassador.
Good morning. Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm just so glad and I'm so proud of the young people, how what they have accomplished down through the years. It may not be what one does, but whatever the young people does today, thank God that they get it accomplished, because
amen.
It's a day that You don't know what's going to be facing. But I just thank God for all the young people that they can accomplish anything. They can go any place. They can do anything. With God, they can do anything but fail. And I just thank and praise God for all young people, even my young people. Thank and praise God, because God is good.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yes, he is. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Mother Johnson. And we are always happy to hear that. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You've been saying it for years, and thank God for it. I think I heard Mother Ambassador-elect Mother Digby trying to get in.
Good morning. Yes, you did.
Good morning, Mother.
This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for just for God being God all by himself. And I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I have so much to be thankful for, maybe not a lot of natural stuff, but I thank God for the joy of the Lord on the inside, how God just keeps my heart and my mind encouraged and keeps me with a mind to walk upright before him by the day. And I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for hearing Dr. Johnson's voice on this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. My strength in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Mother Gibby. Is there another one?
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Rick. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I, too, want to thank and praise God for another day. Oh, I just praise him, Lord, because he didn't have to wake us up this morning. And I just thank God. I thank God for hearing Dr. Johnson and his granddaughter. I'm so proud of her because I would have never been able to do that because I can't swim. But I thank God for him, Lord. I thank God for his mother, the nation, his wife, Betty, Lord, and all those down there. Be with her. And I'm just thankful that God will carry her through and make her the young woman, lady, he would have to be. And I just thank God for everyone on this prayer line. And continue to, Lord, I lift this, every one of us. Let us continue to live up to Jesus. Thank you, and may God bless you. And y'all have a blessed day in the Lord.
God bless you, Ambassador-elect Mother Britt. It's so wonderful to hear all of our seasoned saints on the line this morning giving praise reports. I am loving it. God bless you. Is there someone else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Renee McKnight from Texas.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God for my place that I live at. It's not really what I want. But I'm just hurting. I'm real depressed this morning.
Let's stop right now. Master Hodges, and pray for this precious lady. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, God, I know you see and you understand. I hear you saying most of this woman's life, she understood. Oh, my God. But now, you said you understand her and you bless her this morning. Whatever she's going through, God, thank you, because it's going to be all right. I pray that you lift her heavy burden and lighten her heavy load in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you just let her know how much you love her, Lord, and how much you're there right now, and you see and you understand everything that she's going through. Oh, bless her, bless her, bless her, bless her. Bless her. Dry her weeping eyes, God. If you can take a man's heart out, a doctor can do that. And Lord, you can take a person's heart out and massage it. He see her burden and understand her tears. In Jesus' name, bless her, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Sister McDonald, it's going to be all right. It's really all right now. Put that smile on your face because I see a blessing coming your way. Thank God for those tears because tears move God. I can prove it to you through if I had time in the scripture. Tears move God. So please know that it's all right to weep. The reason we endure for a night, the joy will show enough coming. God bless you, back.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, too, for that prayer. Sister Magnus, you be encouraged.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Praise, how many more praise reports you want me to get on Ambassador Hagen?
Get about one more.
Okay. Who wants to be that one?
This is Sister Elect Farshi from UPOW, and I
Amen.
Just want to give God some praise this morning. Even though I have car trouble this morning and have to get my car fixed, but I thank God anyhow. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, hallelujah, I just lift my hands to God and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God. But just, you know, let me be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Because you know what? You can get another car or you can get your car fixed, but you can't get another life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No matter what I'm going through, I just lift my hands to God and say, hallelujah.
Come on,
anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you today. I don't have no sad story. Hallelujah. It won't do me no good anyway. If God don't fix it, hallelujah, it won't be fixed. But I just want to thank him this morning.
Thank
hallelujah.
It's thank
snow,
you, Jesus.
It's snow outside, but I still want to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I'm just asking y'all to just keep me in your prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to thank back to Johnson them, hallelujah, and Nate them, and Bria, and all of them. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. All right, now, Ambassador, Mother Portia, you done got something started here this morning. Made me get up and walk around the room. Thank
yes,
God
sir.
For that hallelujah. All that snow yes. there in Utah, and she yelling hallelujah like that. Come on, Faith, we need to open up and give a
yes.
quick hallelujah.
Thank
this
you,
is our last opportunity to
yes.
give a praise report
yes.
this
yes.
week. Let's just open it up and send it over to Ambassador Hagen with a big old praise. Hallelujah.
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 He's
hallelujah.
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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank
you,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise report.
Yes,
bless
definitely.
You. Go ahead,
amen. I was intending to do this when I came on for my praise report, but I got caught up in my salvation, so please excuse me. But it's in my heart to share this. Amen. It was just this week where the Lord, amen, put it in my heart to go ahead and do this. Amen. Praise the Lord. And only Chief Ambassador knows and the Lord how much I really planted a seed because I was led of the Spirit to do so. And I want to tell you all, just on yesterday, amen, God blessed me back. I got double, I believe it was triple, amen, for my seed offering. I got looked at my bank account, and there was more money in there than anticipated. And when I ran it down, I had got a refund from something that I had overpaid and did not know it. Amen. And they apologized to me. And not only that, they apologized. They gave me all the money back and the merchandise. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. You know, when you got extra digits in your bank account, you have to look it over and again and say, this can't be right, but God said it belonged to me. And thank God it came at the right time because my grandson car broke down. Amen. And I had to get it fixed. It was driving, but it had some things that was wrong. And we certainly didn't want him to drive the car. Amen. With something wrong. Praise the Lord, and it came in right on time. And I'm just telling you, saints of God, you can't never beat God's giving, no matter how you try. And he didn't get it all. I still got some of it. But I thank God, amen. And you know you'll turn over backwards for your grandchildren, because if his car didn't get fixed, that meant I would have to get up during my prayer line to take him to the school, and that ain't on my itinerary. So praise the Lord for grace and mercy, because I let that seed go out of my hand. You can't hold it in your hand. You can't hold it in your purse. You can't hold it in the bank, and you can't be thinking about what if something happened and I give it. I tell you, when I released that seed, and I didn't only release it for myself, I released it for someone else too, and God had it waiting for me. All I had to do is release what he had to release to him, and God released it on me overnight. You talking about an overnight express piece of mail in my bank. I praise the Lord for being obedient. Amen. It's amazing how we will go to anything else and do anything else. If it's something free, we go to it. But when it comes to money, people will hold back. But I'm telling you, saints of God, you can't ever beat God's giving. So I got blessed by sowing into good seed to the man of God, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson and Lady Betty. God bless you all. And I'm telling you, if you got it, give it. It don't matter if Christmas is a few days here. God can bless you anytime he wants to. It's not what's up under the tree. It's what he got already prepared for his saints. So God bless you all. And I tell you what, when I release that, the Lord say I'm going to release some more because he got more waiting for me. So I want to encourage the First Fruit Prayer Line family. Do what God tell you to do and see, won't he best bless you even more. God bless you all, and thank you so very much for me sharing my praise report.
And thank you so much for that praise report, Ambassador Stern. Now, let me just get something straight here. You mean to tell me that you planted the seed, and in less than 24 hours, or within 24 hours, you got double back, more than double back for it?
I got triple because I blessed.
Yeah.
I sold a seed for someone else, and when I sold the seed, the Lord told me what to send, Chief Ambassador, and I sent what the Lord told me, and when I looked in the bank, I got triple, not double, I got triple for sowing that seed. My God. And the hallelujahs came in right on time. You don't know why we praise the Lord. You don't know why you, amen, just obedient, be obedient unto the voice of the Lord and see what he bless you back. I tell you, I live, I live on faith. Amen. I don't live off what the bank tell me. I not only walk by faith, I live by faith. And I think, yes, I did. Amen. And if I had it, I'll show it. I wouldn't show you my name, but I'll show you where it's in my bank. Amen. Praise the Lord. Half of it out of there now, but that's what God had it. I needed that blessing back. Amen. And I didn't feel grievous. I had to leave out of my house. And I don't, when I'm in for the day, I don't like to go out. But I had to get out and go to Walmart. And I did what thus said the Lord and send that seed offering right away. Because, you know, if you hold it, the devil will come and steal it right out of your hand. But he didn't steal my blessing. And I thank God for it. I praise the Lord for being able to do that. Amen. And I praise him even double for blessing me right back. God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother John. I would like to have the telephone number again, please.
Yes.
Telephone number is required once you make the transaction at Walmart.